we welcome you in to high school tournament basketball here on KGYM on this Thursday night as we get ready for boys class 3A district final action, as it'll be the number 5 rated Indians of Marion taking on the Waverly Shell Rock Gohawks. And welcome in Scott Unash alongside Phil Dunn courtside here at Marion as we get ready to kick this one underway here tonight. High school basketball is always presented by Hills Bank. Check them out online at hillsbank.com. And remember, connection is here. And district final, Phil, or sub-state semifinal, however you want to deem it, across the state of Iowa. 3A tonight. 1A has their district finals as well here this evening. And should be a good matchup, a rematch of a game that was played earlier this year just ahead of Christmas on December the 21st up in Waverly. And Marion went up to Bremer County and won 59-46. It's always a different ball game when you get into the tournament trail.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the people tend to press a little bit more. The pressure's ramped up a little bit because everybody knows there's a certain level of excitement to it, but everybody also knows in the back of your mind this could be it. This could be the last time we get out here and get to play. And you want to do so well. And it can be a good thing. It can give you an edge, but it can also be a hindrance if you don't handle it right.
Marion, fifth rated in Class 3A. Indians come in at 18-4 overall. And Marion with a good finish in the Eastern Division, second place behind Mount Vernon. Waverly Shellrock coming out of the Northeast Iowa Conference, 12-9. And what we know about the Gohawks is they are a traditional Class 3A basketball power over the years. You go back to Bud Bergman and all those great teams that he had up at Waverly Shellrock, and now Nate Stege doing a terrific job as a head coach of the Gohawks. 12-9 record, not quite what WSR used to, but this is still a dangerous team and a dangerous program.
Absolutely, and you mentioned the different the years that they had all the success up there. And it's a team, when you Waverly Shellrock, you automatically think, well, you start with, they got to be a pretty good program, if not a really good one, or a good team, because that's just what they do. They consistently put good players out there on the floor. And this year, you know, 12-9 coming into this one. And like you said, that they played Marion earlier this year, and Marion got that one. But things change, you know, as the season progresses, and you never know who's going to play on a given night, who shoots the ball well, who doesn't find their mark, and, you know, things can change in a hurry. We see that all the time in postseason play.
And it's going to be a young team that Waverly Shellrock will bring out. 4 underclassmen in the starting lineup. And for Waverly Shellrock, their 2 leading scorers are sophomore guards and Hogan Hansen and Keaton Farmer. Both can shoot it from 3-point range. Hansen averaging 16.2 points a game. Also pulls down 6 rebounds and dishes out 4 assists. Has made 29 threes on the year for this Waverly Shellrock team. So, one senior starter, and that's it. The rest of them, very, very young for Coach Stege.
And I was talking to some coaches that have played these guys throughout this year, and they mentioned a lot of what you just said, where they got a lot of youth in it, and they've come a long ways. And, you know, they're thinking that, you know, if things go well and break right for them, they can have some success here tonight. But a lot of people are saying, you know, the future is going to be really bright for them, regardless of what happens here tonight. You've got all these young kids that are getting great quality experience, just going to make them better as they go forward.
For the Marion Indians, 3 double-figure scorers. Will Henriksen leading the way at 14.9 points a game, a 3-year starter. You got kind of the Swiss Army knife, Gage Frank, in there at 11 points a game and about 4 rebounds per contest. Connor Whalen as well at 10.9, and then you got the athleticism of Joffer Murphy in there, and then you've got Brayson Lobby, who's really picked things up in his freshman season for the Marion Indians. So it's a Marion team. You just can't concentrate on one guy, and it seemed like throughout the year when they needed it, somebody would pick up the slack for the Indians.
It is. Different people at different times, and they've played a lot of close games this year, as you know, that they've had a lot of games come down to the wire, and they've had to make some plays. Most of those games went their way. They lost a couple of close ones, but most of those games broke their way at the end. And they got a lot of guard play, the perimeter oriented, up and down the floor. They're going to want to push the tempo when they can. They get some good inside play out of Connor Whalen, He's very good around the basket. He plays extremely hard in there. I think he's somebody to watch in the early going to see if he gets them going and gets them going early, what maybe he can do some damage on the interior.
Yep, and Marion can bring some guys off the bench, some firepower with Cale Hodges coming off the bench, Lucas Unson coming off the bench, Jackson Tejada, Ryan Paulson, people like that. So it is definitely a team for Marion that can give you some firepower.
Yeah, and they're explosive. They score in a lot of different ways. They can score behind the three-point arc. We've seen Will Henriksen go off on games throughout his career at Marion, where he can really get on a roll and he can knock down a lot of variety of shots from behind the three-point line. And as you mentioned, Gage Frank can catch and shoot. He can go off the dribble. Joffre Murphy, just super athletic out there. And it'd be interesting to see how they're going to try to guard Marion because of Marion's quickness and athleticism.
Both these teams not shy about putting up threes. Marion averages 23 three-point tries on the year. Waverly Shellrock, 17.6, a little bit more than we're used to. But we know one thing with Waverly Shellrock, they're going to want to get this more of a half-court game, averaging 48 points. That's pretty much Gohawk basketball right there. Over the years, physical team, too, for Waverly Shellrock. They're going to get you in there, and they're going to body you, and that's the way the Gohawks play.
Yeah, and maybe they can get some people in foul trouble by doing that and playing their type of tempo and maybe frustrate you a little bit on the offensive end as well, because you can't maybe play quite as fast as you like to. So tonight will be one of the things we'll look for is the tempo in this ball game. Who can control it?
Yeah, because Marion averages 64 points per ball game. And the Indians also take very good care of the basketball, and a team that can steal the basketball from you as well. So all that, you got to think, if the game's in the 40s, it favors Waverly Shellrock more and more. If it's probably, what, over 50, you got to think Marion's got a pretty good chance.
Yeah, I think when you look at the numbers and what they've done this year, I think Marion would feel much better about it if they could, like you said, get it up in the 50s and 60s and even beyond if they can. And maybe they force the tempo a little bit on what they do defensively and see if they can force Waverly to play that up-tempo game.
This is a 3A district final. The other district final in this particular sub-state tonight taking place up at Center Point. We'll keep you updated on it. Center Point Urbana is taking on Decorah. That's also a WAMAC Northeast Iowa Conference matchup in that one. Some of the other matchups in Class 3A tonight: Sergeant Bluff Luton at Carroll, Lamar's at MOC Floyd Valley. All four of those teams are terrific in sub-state number one. Substate 2, Iowa Falls Alden at Clear Lake. Ballard is at Algona. Both those teams have been in the top 10. Substate 4, Dubuque Wallert is at Mount Vernon tonight to take on the Mustangs. Xavier is at Central DeWitt this evening. Substate 5, Mount Pleasant at Davenport Assumption. Keokuk is at Clear Creek Comanda. That is our 106.3 FM game for you. It's Grinnell at Pella and Von Durant Farrar at Oskaloosa in Substate 6. Substate 7, Nevada, Norwalk, ADM, and Dallas Center Grimes, and at Substate 8, it's Dennison Schleswig at Winterset and Harlan at Glenwood. Some very good matchups. 1A district finals also going on tonight. Springville takes on Highland tonight down at Iowa City West, one of the bigger matchups around the state of Iowa. Waverly Shellrock and Marion set to go at it here. Class 3A district final basketball here on KGYM. And let's go ahead and set your starting lineups for this one here tonight. First of all, for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Waverly Shellrock Gohawks, 12-9 on the season out of the Northeast Iowa Conference. They will go with the three-guard lineup. It will be at guard, number one, Keaton Farmer, 6'1 sophomore, averaging 10.4 points per ball game, shooting 39% from three-point range. Also to guard, number 14, Hogan Hansen, leading scorer, 16.2 points for the 6'3 sophomore. Shoots 40% from beyond the arc, 5.9 rebounds and 4 assists per ball game. Also, at a guard, it will be number 10, Ben Heyer. He's a 5'11 senior, and Heyer averaging 1.5 points a game. Up front, it'll be Jacob Cruz at 1'4, a 6-foot junior. Cruz on the season, averaging 2.2 points a game. And the center is number 44, Caleb Burks. He is a 6'7 junior, 9.6 points and a team-high 7.5 boards a game. The head coach for the Waverly Shell Rock Gohawks is Nate Stege. For the Marion Indians, 18-4 on the year, out of the WAMAC Conference East, and rated number 5 in the state in Class 3A. Marion tonight will go with their usual starting lineup as of late. It'll be number 11, Joffer Murphy at 1-4, the 6-foot senior, averaging 9.2 points per ball game, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and also 3 steals per contest. Also at a guard, it'll be number 23, Will Henriksen, the 5'11 senior, leads Marion at 14.9 points a game, 51 made threes on the year for Henriksen. Also at a guard, number 10, Brayson Lauby, 5'11 and a freshman. Lauby into the starting lineup as of late, averaging 8 points a game, 47 made threes on the year. All but 14 of his attempts this year are from three-point range. Up front, at a forward, number 13, Connor Whalen, the 6'2 senior, at 10.9 points a game, 63% shooter from the field, averaging 6 rebounds, almost 3 assists a game. And number 21 is Gage Frank, 6'1 and a junior. Frank averaging 11 points and 4 rebounds per game. The head coach of the Marion Indians in his first season is Pete Messerly. The officials, as assigned by the Iowa High School Athletic Association, are Jeff Horst, Ray Weldon, and Sean Helton. Marion in the home whites, red numbers, red letters trimmed in gold with the double red stripe down the side. And Marion across the front, Waverly Shell Rock in the traveling black uniforms with the gray and gold trim with Gohawks across the front. And what are you looking for here tonight?
Yeah, we talked a little bit in the earlier in the broadcast about the tempo. I think that's going to be pretty important. We talked about the discrepancy in the points scored, how Marion wants to get it in the 60s. They average about 64 a game. Waverly's much more comfortable in the 40s and 50s. Guard play, I think, is going to be pretty important, too, in these two teams.
All right. Let's honor America with the singing of tonight's national anthem here at Marion. Very nice solo performance of our national anthem here tonight at Marion High School. Substate number 3. Winner moves on to next Monday night substate final against either Center Point Urbana or Decorah. As Marion won the first battle. And we'll see what happens in the one that carries a lot of weight.
Yeah, I'm sure both teams have had chances to go back and watch that film and make adjustments and to try and counter things. And then they got a chance to see each other the other night, too, because the doubleheader was here on Monday.
Monday,
is that
night.
Right?
Yep, on Monday night. Waverly Shell Rock coming out of the huddle with Farmer, Cruz, Burks, Hansen, and Heyer, Murphy, Whalen, Frank, Henriksen, and Brayson Lauby for the Marion Indians. It'll be Burks against Murphy. 6'7 against Joffer's 6 foot. As we are set to go here tonight from Marion in front of a nice crowd, and the tap controlled by WSR, and we're underway. I'll go to the bucket to our right, and the Marion Indians coming out in the man-to-man. Here's a high lob pass inside to Burks, and he lays it up and in off the assist from Heyer.
High low, they got flash to the high post, got the basketball up there, and just threw over the top of the fronting Connor Raylan.
6-7 is going to be tough for Marion here tonight. Pull up 15-footer, rims in and out, no good. Offensive rebound, though, Whalen underneath. Kicks it to Lauby, and Marion back into the offense. Hendrickson on the ball fake. He'll go with the fall-away jumper from 15, no good. Back tap going to go out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Indians.
Well, we saw a little bit of a difference early between these two teams where Marion is going to shoot the try to get stuff off the bounce, off the dribble, and Waverly pounded it inside on that first possession.
Gage Frank to Lauby, off the clear out, goes one-on-one, drives, now to Murphy, behind the back dribble, to Lauby in the corner, quick three on the way, in and out, no good, and the rebound, loose in the floor, picked up by Burks of Waverly Shell Rock.
A nice job by Burks on the screen out that time. Marion players going after the ball aggressively.
Higher to Burks in the high post. Working on Whalen. Picks the dribble up. Over into the corner. Little head and shoulder fake there by Keaton Farmer. Back it goes. Right wing three on the way. Too strong, no good. And Lauby of the rebound. The freshman gets it for Marion.
They're going to go in transition if they can.
Waverly Shellrock getting back on defense. Jab step Whalen in the far corner. He'll go one-on-one. Cut off. Back it comes to Lauby. A freshman going against a sophomore right there. Down low, reverse layup, up and good off the baseline drive by Connor Whalen.
That matchup I think they like, even though he's giving up size, he's a little bit quicker, I think, than Burks in the post.
2-2, pass into the lane to Heyer, tried to kick it outside and threw it away.
Pressure that time by Gage Frank, he was involved in that and caused the errant pass.
Turnover number one of the ball game, as the Indians will walk it up with Gage Frank. Against the man-to-man for Waverly Shellrock. Coming off the high screen. At the top of the key to Lauby. Picks it up right point. Now to Murphy. Joffer looks inside. Nice spin move. Drives right in the lane. And got fouled on the help defense. And we'll see who they get it on.
Trying to get the number correct there.
And they're going to get it on Jacob Cruz. His first on Waverly Shellrock, and it'll be Marion inbound, left of the glass looking in. They get it to Whalen, posting up, spins, fakes, shoots, can't get it to go, got his own rebound though. Back outside, on the dribble drive, high floater, rimming and good for Gage Frank.
A little floater going to his left, but he finishes as a right over the outstretched defender.
4-2, Farmer works it out front to Cruz over in the far corner. He's picked up out there by Gage Frank, and we're going to have an offensive foul on Burks. Pushing off with the off arm.
Yeah, going to be out of bounds on the side. Marion's going to inbound. Two fouls on Waverly so far, none on Marion.
Frank will bring it up. Marion's going to go to the spread look. They'll run a set play here. High post, Whalen on the ball fake. On the drive, takes it up and scores against Burks off the head and shoulder fake.
I think they like that matchup, Scott. That's where they're going to. I think they like the quickness advantage that Whalen has.
6-2 lead. Baseline drive. Cruz cut off. He hit it back up top to Heyer. He goes cross-court now to Farmer. It's Waverly Shellrock working that perimeter offense. Burks lost it. Picked it back up. Pass tipped into the backcourt. Murphy's got it. Murphy all the way. Layup good.
Again, deflection leads to a run out and guard play, getting out and pressuring the basketball.
Timeout, Waverly Shellrock. It'll be a 30-second timeout as Marion on a 6-0 mini run right now to take the 8-2 lead. And boy, Murphy, so quick.
Yeah, and athleticism showed right there. Closed down on the passing lane. He kind of tipped it to himself, then able to beat everybody down the floor. If you get in a foot race with him, it's going to be hard to win.
8-2 lead for Marion. Eight in a row right now for the Indians after Waverly Shellrock took that initial 2-0 lead. Marion trying to up-tempo this game here.
And we'll see coming out of this break what they'll do. They've been content so far just to play in their half court. See if they pick them up a little bit further and extend their pressure. Looks like Joffrey Murphy might be coming up here, three-quarter court.
And again to Hansen. Sophomore will walk it up. 6'3 sophomore over in the right wing. Ball fumbled by Farmer as they play catch with it. 45. Farmer picked up by Hendrickson. Directing traffic now to Burks in the high post. Hand back. Farmer coming off the screen. Stutter dribble. They reverse it over the left side. Here's Hansen for three, no good. Offensive rebound, though, to Farmer, and he was fouled by Whalen. Got the block, but he got him with the body.
Yeah, I think so, and Farmer did a nice job on that offensive rebound, understanding that he's there, and he kind of delayed it a little bit, let him go first, and then he could make the create the contact so he gets a chance at two free throws.
74% foul shooter on the year. He'll have two as the first one on the way and good. Farmer's first point, 6'1 sophomore. Waverly shoots 67% as a team. One more on the way and got them both. Stops the bleeding for a moment. It's 8-4.
No pressure for Waverly. You're going to get back in the half court man-to-man.
Henriksen, right wing. Has it outside the golden arc. Works it up top between the rings to Murphy. Lauby off the clear out. On the drive, Frank. Tried to go back door, shifts it over to Murphy for three. Oh, missed everything. And we got a rebounding foul. That's two on Connor Whalen.
Yeah, and Farmer was the one again there defensively to get that rebound. So he's going to have to come out of the game, Whalen will. And Lucas Unson will come in his place.
Also, nope. Garrett Wagner will. Well, it's Garrett Wagner.
Garrett Wagner. I got the wrong number. Sorry.
He will come in. Wagner off the bench, 6'6 junior center. So he'll bang a little bit with Burks on the interior. 8-4 lead here for Marion. Farmer, not to clear out, works in the high post to Heyer. He got tied up for a moment, lost it, got it back. Heyer in the fake, Heyer in the drive. Nice bounce down low to Burks, who lays it up and in.
The defense came up to the basketball, and they forgot about Burks along the baseline. And good catch for the big fella in traffic to get it up and finish.
Knew what to do with it. Frank looking inside. Cross court pass now to Murphy. Left side three, no good. Out of bounds it goes, and it's going to go to Waverly Shellrock.
That's a couple shots down there. Now, Marion, we know they want to play quick, but when you play quick and you miss, sometimes it doesn't look so pretty.
So Waverly will go a little bit smaller. Brady Ramker will come into the lineup, 6 foot junior, and Ethan Flagey, 6'3 senior, into the lineup for the Gohawks. 8-6 lead for Marion here as we're over the halfway mark of the first quarter. Farmer behind the screen for three, no. Gage Frank goes high to get the Marion rebound. In transition to Henriksen. Fake shoot, scores from the left wing for three.
About 4 or 5 feet beyond that three-point line when he let it fly.
First triple of the night for Marion and for Will Henriksen. And it's 11-6, the Indians out in front. Baseline, penetration move. Murphy on the help defense, cutting him off. Couple spins, a fake, shot won't go, and Murphy the rebound off the Hanson miss.
Ooh,
nearly over and back there on the Indians. Henriksen, stop and go move, follow away jumper from the baseline, won't go. Weak side rebound to Murphy, and we've got bodies hitting the deck. And who's the foul on? And it's going to be on Marion. They're going to get it on Wagner.
Wagner, yep.
That's three team fouls on Marion as Burks will come back in for Waverly Shellrock, and Marion will come in with Lucas Unson and Cale Hodges.
Marion, all three of those fouls are kind of at that center position, so to speak. Connor Whalen got two of them early, and then Wagner getting this one.
Marion by five, 11-6, 2:40 to play here in the game's first quarter. Farmer circling right, a bounce up top to Burks. Angles that way, leaves it for Hanson in the corner with Murphy on him. Now Unson comes over to help. Ooh, dangerous cross-court pass. Jab step by Farmer. With 2:25 to play, Marion playing excellent defense. Driving right to the lane. High floater, good off the glass. Tough shot for Ramker.
It was Ramker because Cale Hodges, even though Ramker had beat his initial defender, Cale Hodges was there on good help side defense, and he had to shoot over the top of him.
11-8 lead. Ball fake, step in, drive, extra pass. Here's Frank for three. No, and the rebound to Farmer of Waverly Shellrock. Here come the Gohawks. They can tie with the home run. Ball tipped away. Murphy with another steal. One on two. Here goes Joffer. Off balance shot, rejected out of bounds by Burke.
Now, that's a great effort by Burks, the big fella, getting down the floor, not giving up on that play. He was on the back side of that, came across and got a piece of it.
11-8, 1:47 to play here in the game's first quarter. as the Indians will inbound. They find Henriksen underneath, turned down the shot. Got it back up top to Paulson. Murphy off the clear out. Coming off the screen, Henriksen drives in, had it poked away and stolen.
And we got Keaton Farmer leading the break the other way.
Farmer to Ramker. Head and shoulder fake, dumps it inside to Burks, doubled. Extra pass to the near corner, three ball on the way, short, no good. They fight for it in the weak side. Burks had it, loosened the floor, players diving for it. Joffre Murphy gets it for Marion. Frank across the timeline with a minute 10 to play in the first. Hodges shifts it up top. Now Marion will set it back up.
Getting the bench, call from the bench what they want.
Cage Frank. Ball handling, comes off a double high screen. Driving a kick to the corner now to Hodges, a sophomore. Good shooter from the interior. No look pass, intercepted.
Now, give that one right back to him. Now, Waverly wouldn't shock me if they decided to go for one here.
36 seconds to play. Lob in the high post, just above the right free throw line to Burks as they work that triangle right. On the drive, jump stop, and a foul called on Marion. As some legs got tangled up.
Joffre Murphy, I believe, is the guilty party for Marion.
Grayson Lauby back in. Henriksen will get a breather. And Waverly Shellrock will bring Ben Heyer back into the ball game.
Waverly inbound and underneath. Baseline out of bounds.
28 seconds to play here in the game's first quarter. Heyer drops it inside. They double up on Burks. Down to 20 seconds to play here in quarter number one. Cole Hutz, sophomore at 6'2", into the ball game for Waverly Shellrock. Down to 8 seconds to play. Gohawks will try to play beat the clock. Hutz shovels it on. Turn in the corner, Hansen steps back. He'll throw up the off-balance three. Fall away and almost got it, but missed at the horn. We are through one in this 3A district final. It's number 5 rated Marion, 11. Waverly Shellrock 8. We'll come back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball, presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com. or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
Friday night, the Class 4A Boys Tournament hits the sub-state semifinals here on KGYM. 6:45 is the pregame time. On 1600 AM, 107.5 and 102.3, it's Prairie meeting Davenport North. And on 106.3, it'll be Iowa City West welcoming Ottumwa. That's boys 4A sub-state semifinals presented by Hills Bank. Prairie and Davenport North on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 102.3. And Iowa City West Ottumwa on 106.3 FM, Friday at 6:45 on KGYM. Back with you here from Marion. Scott Unash and Phil Dunn with you here on this Thursday evening. As a strip by Waverly Shellrock, and Marion has turned it over three straight times.
Jacob Cruz with the one that got the hand in there and deflected it.
Hutz working the weave up top to Burks in the high post. Leaves it for Farmer. They double him outside the three-point arc. We'll give you the lineups as we start quarter number two. Burks in there. Hutz, Farmer tried to split defenders, and Murphy another steal. And then he had it knocked away from behind as Heyer hustled to kick it away.
It comes from behind. The drill you run a lot in practice sometimes where you come behind, you're trying to chase him down and tip it away, and that time it paid off for Heyer. He saved the layup.
Cruz, Hutz, Burks, Farmer, and who else in the lineup? Heyer in there for Waverly Shellrock. Henriksen back in. Hodges will stay in there. Hodges off the clear out, going one-on-one. Drive cut off, gets it to Henriksen. Fall away, deep three, in and out. And the rebound underneath the Hutz. And stuck on 11-8 for a while here. Hutz to the corner. Cruz all alone for three. Missed it, back iron, and the deep kicker comes out to Marion. Here come the Indians. Gage Frank left open. Pull up three-pointer. That's front iron no good. Rebound tipped out to Waverly Shellrock. Three on three in transition. Farmer almost double dribbled it. Got it out top to Hutz. Cruz into the corner. Farmer circles right. Picked up by Franks. Burke's going to be guarded over there by Unson. Ball fake, a drive. Kick to Hutz. And the blind pass inside, deflected, picked back up by Waverly Shellrock. Get you some other scores coming up here in a moment as WSR using about 45 seconds here.
They are. They're really working this clock. And he went over.
Yep, over and back. High lob pass. Burks couldn't corral it. Turnover six.
Lucas Unson there defensively, out there denying that pass.
Hunter Hanson, well, Hogan Hanson back into the lineup. Keokuk leading Clear Creek Comana 16-15 after one. Also, it is center point Urbana leading Decorah 21-10 after the first quarter up at center point. Pointers have been playing good basketball as of late.
That's a good team they're playing against tonight in Decorah.
Off the clear out. Lobby going one-on-one. Had a shot rejected out of bounds by Burks.
That's a second or maybe third block shot for him tonight.
He averages about four blocks a game. Kind of a lanky 6'7 in there, but moves well. 11-8. Hodges to Henriksen. Standing dribble with the left hand over in the far side to Hodges up top. Stutter dribble coming right. He'll start to drive, cut off by the double team. Henriksen fakes, steps back. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Both teams cold. The rebound out of bounds. It'll go to the Gohawks.
Neither team has been able to find their mark for a while here. We've been on 11-8 for quite some time.
About 4 minutes. Whalen's going to come in with two fouls. Ryan Paulson will come into the Marion lineup, 5'9 junior guard. We mentioned Connor Whalen playing with two, and let's see if Waverly Shellrock goes right at him. They set the screen with Farmer, picks it up at the near side hash, looking for some help, finally gets it up top to Heyer. Circling into the lane, pull up by Hanson, no good. Rebound put back good by Burks, who's got six.
Yeah, that was a nice offensive rebound. It wasn't a stationary one. He came across the lane and got it up high and never brought it back down for the finish.
11-10. Lobby on the handoff to Henriksen. Bouncing the high post to Whalen. Whalen spins, goes one-on-one, forces it up. Too strong off the glass, and the rebound out of there to Ben Heyer. Here comes Waverly Shellrock into the front court, looking for the first lead since 2-0. Hanson, a jab step, going to go one-on-one, driving a kick to Farmer. Good defense there by Paulson, and Murphy comes up with another steal. Murphy all the way in and lays it for two.
Offense gets stagnant. Maybe you let the defense do some work for you. That time Murphy played the passing lane well.
Joffer Murphy with another steal on the other end. Hutz misses a shot, but Burke's another putback.
He's taking over in the lane for Waverly Shellrock right now. Marion doesn't have an answer for him.
13-12 lead for Marion. Good crowd on hand here tonight at the Marion Gym. Waverly brought a bunch of folks. And Marion with a bunch of folks. Whalen off the clear out. Down on the block. Backs his way in. Fakes. Little hook. No good. And Burks the rebound.
Burks has adjusted since the first time Whalen was in, how he's defending him. He's giving him a little bit more space, backing off him and making him shoot over the top.
Hanson leaner up. Good. And an off. Wave it off. Offensive foul.
I think it was Ryan Paulson, who had just come in the game a few minutes ago, who took that charge.
That's the eighth Waverly Shellrock turnover on the charge by Hogan Hanson. That'll be his first foul, team foul number three, as we hit the halfway mark of the game's second quarter. Frank, Lauby, Murphy, Henriksen, and Frank. Marion back to the starting five. Coming off the screen, Frank. No look, bounce pass underneath, and an easy two for Connor Whalen.
Well executed. That was good spacing by Marion offensively that time to find the open player.
15-12, Marion by three. Higher to Burks up front. Nice spin move. Got away from Whalen. Goes back door, find Hutz underneath for the easy layup.
Kind of very similar to how Marion scored the last time, off dribble penetration and then dump off to the low post.
And the scoreboard is wrong. 15-14 is what it should be. Here's Henriksen, and he was pushed and fouled.
We get a foul on Heyer, is it? I believe he was the one that was on the floor anyway.
That is correct. His first, fourth on Waverly Shellrock. And it'll be ball out of bounds to the Indians in front court. Henriksen looking back door. Instead has to lob it out into the back court to Whalen. Made a smart play not to go over and back. Lauby's been scoreless here so far. Off the clear out. Frank driving baseline. Pull up high. Archer rimming in and out. No good. And Burks the rebound. Went over Whalen that time.
And he got up there. He had those long arms. But it really paid off on that rebound.
Kick outside. Deep three won't go. That time by Farmer. But Hutz the offensive rebound. Fakes. Turns. Shoots and scores. Just above the free throw line from 17.
The offensive rebound. You give him that extra possession. They made him pay.
Waverly Shellrock with the lead at 16-15, and this is the tempo the Gohawks want.
It is. They want it in the 40s if they can by the end of the ball game, and that's the pace they're on.
Frank to Lauby, quarter three, good for the freshman, Brayson Lauby.
Yeah, and then right there, that again, the dribble penetration in the kick out where he can spot up and shoot, he knocks it down.
Marion back up two, on the drive, higher, runner, good off the glass for two. They gave him the lane. He went right down and penetrated.
No help that time defensively, one of the few times.
18-18 game. Marion with the basketball. Murphy right of the circle. Up top to Lauby. Farmer playing off of him. Two youngsters going at it. Dump pass down low. Whalen turns. Going to take in the lane. Kicks it back outside. Now to Henriksen with under two to play. Couple jab steps. Now gets to Joffre Murphy up top. He'll go crossover. Spins in the lane. Bounce down low to Whalen. Fakes. Goes up. Left it short. Got his own rebound. Shovels it underneath to Frank. Back out to Henriksen. Henriksen. One-hand floater. Rimming no. And the rebound to Burks. And a foul on Henriksen underneath.
Burke clearly had that rebound. Henriksen got to get in there to see if he could knock it loose. And he picks up the cheap foul.
Unson and Wagner will come in, and Whalen's going to go out with the two fouls. Smart move by Pete Messerly.
Yeah, I think they don't want him to get his third here with a minute 40 left in the half.
Tied at 18. Waverly Shellrock looking for the lead. High post, Burks. Wagner playing off of him. Nice pick and roll underneath, and Burks, oh, layup goes in and out. Marion got a break there. Up ahead to Murphy. Left open. He'll turn. Fire the three. No good. Rebounded by Hutz. Another sophomore on this team, and he's been very active here.
Inside. Give it to
Minute 10 to play. Off the fake. Heyer drives right free throw line. Up top. Coming off the screen. Farmer for three. In and out. That was halfway down.
Yeah, it was. Burks had that nice little layup he missed in that one. Two tough breaks for Waverly.
53 seconds to play. Marion's going to set that double high screen. Ball tipped away. It's loose on the floor, and Waverly Shellrock comes away with it. See if the Gohawks will go for one. Oh, we got an offensive foul. Trying to clear himself higher.
I said he pushed off. Joffre Murphy there trying to pressure the basketball, lowered his shoulder into him. Coach Stege wanted an explanation if he could get one.
Ray Wilden said he pushed off. As now we'll see if Marion goes for one with 36 seconds to play here in the half. Long time for Marion to hold it.
Yeah, they are. Lobby's up there on the point with this lineup that's in right now.
Hansen, he'll circle it up top. Gets it. Spinning, and now I got a foul. A little nickel dimer out front on Farmer, his first.
Yeah, one of those little cheapies. Not in the bonus yet. That's the only team foul number six if the board is correct.
That is correct. Five on Marion right now.
Side out for Marion. Frank moves to the point now, and I think he definitely will see one. Maybe flatten it out in a 1-4 look.
Got to get over the timeline, though, and he does. 15 seconds.
Let Frank go.
1-4 flat look here. Frank, right-hand dribble, angles right, leaves it for Unson. Murphy in the high post with six. Murphy, jab step. Murphy on the drive. No look, bounce pass underneath. Tip stolen away, and that's going to do it for the half. As we are at halftime here from Marion in this 3A district final. Right back where we started from. It's Marion 18, Waverly Shellrock 18. We'll take a 2-minute break. Come back. and talk halftime with you after this. You're listening to Boys High School Tournament Basketball presented by Hills Bank from KGYM.
10 locations sharing one of the largest used car selections in the country, right here in Eastern Iowa. McGrathAuto.com. Over 2,500 of the best in the Midwest. See more, save more with a McGrath used car superstore right outside your front door. Cedar Rapids, Hiawatha, Coralville, Marion, Dubuque, and Davenport. Six cities, 10 locations, over 68 years of one family working for you. McGrathAuto.com. Quality inspected, 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty protected, McGrath certified. Like yours or exchange it, guaranteed. And with the credit team that finances your dreams, every credit application is accepted. A pre-owned ride you can drive with pride. Fast, fun, and easy. Thousands of five-star reviews agree. Get more for your dollar. Get more with McGrath. We've been proving it for 68 years. Here's to 68 more. McGrathAuto.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So, you're having some starting trouble. Sorry to hear that. We'll help you find the answers you're looking for. We can start by testing your battery. Don't worry, it won't cost you a thing. Just bring it inside and we'll handle the rest. Testing your battery will help us know if it's time for a change or not, which means you won't waste any money on something you don't need. You can learn more about our free battery testing on AutoZone.com. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Nobody thinks twice about getting a second opinion on a doctor or a lawyer. But what about when you need somebody to work on your home, like an electrician, landscaper, or plumber? Somebody doing major work on your pipes definitely calls for a second opinion. So next time you get a recommendation on a pro, get a second opinion at Angie's List. As the authority on local pros, we offer thousands of reviews, plus business info, offers, and photos. Just go to AngiesList.com. Hey, you want to feel great about who you're hiring, and we second that opinion.
Back with you here at halftime from Marion, 18-18 between the fifth-rated Indians and Waverly Shellrock. Scott Unash and Phil Dunn back with you. And Marion jetted out to an 8-2 start. The tempo was going their way, and then Waverly Shellrock slowed it down. And their 6'7 center, Caleb Burks, has been a big difference.
He's been nothing but dynamite here in this ball game. He's leading them with 8 points. He's got 7 rebounds to go along with it. He has been a force on the interior, and right now I think early they liked, Marion liked the matchup with Whalen going against them, but Burks did a nice job, and I'm sure from his coaches he was told he's got to adjust a little bit. When Whalen catches the ball in the post, he backed up and gave him a little space, makes him shoot over the top of the long arms, not let him spin around you or drive around you, make him go over the top of you instead.
Let's take a look at the scoring in this one here at halftime. For Marion, balanced scoring. Connor Whalen leading the way with 6, but Marion kind of went a little stagnant after Whalen picked up his second foul. That coming in early. Well, check that late in the first quarter. 4 points for Joffer Murphy on 2 field goals. 3 points apiece for Will Henriksen and Brayson Lauby, both on three-pointers, and Gage Frank with 2 for Marion. Waverly Shellrock, Caleb Burke, 6'7", junior center, leading the way, 4 field goals and 8. Cole Hutz off the bench, sophomore with 4, and then 2 apiece for Keaton Farmer, Ben Heyer, and Brady Ramker. Leading scorer for Waverly Shellrock, Hogan Hansen has not scored in the ballgame as of yet. Turnovers, Waverly Shellrock has 9. To only a 4 for the Marion Indians at the halftime break. And the bench scoring right now is 6-0 in favor of Waverly Shellrock. And how about your stat sheet?
Well, looking at rebounds, Waverly got a nice little advantage here when piling up the boards as well. They got 19 to Marion's 11. We'll start with the visiting Waverly Shellrock. Caleb Burks, as I mentioned a little bit ago, 7 rebounds, game-high honors so far. Keaton Farmer, nice job as well with 4 rebounds for a guard. Cole Hutz contributing 3, Ben Heyer with 1. 4 dead ball rebounds for the Gohawks. 5 offensive, 14 defensive, total of 19 for Waverly Shellrock. For Marion Indians, Connor Whalen with 3. Brayson Lobby, Joffrey Murphy, and Gage Frank each chipping in with 2 rebounds. Will Henriksen with 1. 1 dead ball rebound for the Indians. 4 offensive, 7 defensive, total of 11 for Marion. So right now, Waverly doing the job in the on the glass, 19 to 11 in total rebounds.
Some other scores. Center Point Urbana at halftime leading Decorah. The winner of that one will take on the winner of this game at the U.S. Cell Center coming up on Monday night as part of that doubleheader. Decorah brought three busloads down in that fun-filled two-hour trip from far northeast Iowa down to Center Point, and there is no good way to get there. Trust us on that one. Clear Lake leading Iowa Falls Alden at halftime, 24-11. A 1A district final at halftime. Remsen St. Mary's top five team leading Siouxland Christian 36-27. Ankeny Christian leading Madrid 30-24. That is at the halftime break. Pekin leading New London 35-26. Norwalk blowing out Nevada 52-24 in Class 3A. Wapsie Valley leading Don Bosco at halftime in 1A 22-17. Mount Vernon on top of Wallert, 28-26 is all at halftime. That is in Substate 4. The other half of that is Xavier and Central DeWitt. How about this? Mount Pleasant leading Davenport Assumption at halftime, 26-24. Clear Creek Amana leading Keokuk, 32-28. That is a halftime score. That is on 106.3 FM. Sergeant Bluff Luton leading Carroll 17-14. SBL, been to the state tournament I think the last 3 years, but they're under 500 this year. But never discount a team that plays down during the season or plays up during the season and goes down in 3A for the break. And then Springville all over Highland, a 20-win Highland team right now, 36-18. And if that score holds, we maybe down at West High on Saturday night to watch Springville go for a boys' state berth.
Yeah, and I tell you what, that would be an exciting thing for them. They've had an awful lot of success in the girls' program over there. I know they just bowed out last night, I believe, after a successful postseason run. And it'd be exciting for the Springville community if the boys could get that done.
Yeah, and those sub-state finals in 1A and 2A are going to be held on Saturday night. Edco leading Easton Valley in the second quarter, 22-19. Easton Valley is undefeated. Waco, the other undefeated in Class 1A, lost in the last round.
Now, is Easton Valley, are they number one, Scott, in that class?
Might be, as a matter of fact, in there. Halftime score here for Marion. We're tied at 18. Waverly Shell Rock 18 and Marion 18. We'll take a two-minute break. Come back with the second half story from Marion after this. You're listening to High School Tournament Basketball presented by Hills Bank here at KGYM.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Hiring can be time-consuming. CEO Talia Goldstein needed to hire matchmakers for her matchmaking company, 3-Day Rule, so she turned to ZipRecruiter. With ZipRecruiter, Talia gets high-quality candidates right away. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. To try ZipRecruiter for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/Spain. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Spain. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who's the greatest of all time? For my money, it's Progressive's home and auto bundle. It literally saves you money. Gentlemen, your thoughts?
Look, it's simple.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Add up all the heroes, take away the zeros, and what you got? One big trophy of me saying, I told you so.
I disagree.
Thanks, fellas. Took the words right out of my mouth.
There's really no debate. Progressive's home and auto bundle is a winning combination. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Back with you here at Marion as we get ready for the second half. Tied at 18. Waverly Shell Rock and number 5 rated Marion. Scott Udash and Phil Dunn with you, and we'll see what adjustments are made by both squads.
Yeah, I'm sure Marion would like to get this going a little bit more and get the score up in the, well, we talked in the game, if they could get in the upper 50s and 60s, they would like it. Right now, Waverly's right on track. Keep it going that way. Keep getting their big fella involved, Burks, until Marion can find an answer for him. Keep going to the well until they can stop it in there. And Connor Whalen, you don't want him to pick up a quick foul here right away out of the shoot. You want him to play aggressive, but he's got to play smart. They need him in the ballgame.
Connor Whalen coming out along with Lauby, Frank, Joffre Murphy, and Henriksen. And for Waverly Shell Rock, coming out with Heyer, Farmer, along with Hogan Hansen, Burks, and Cruz. Underway, both teams that are starting five. Backdoor pass intercepted by Joffre Murphy. That's at least 4 steals for Murphy.
Yeah, he seems he's in the right place at the right time out there on the defensive end.
Lauby running things as Marion goes to the basket to our right. Waverly Shell Rock and Marion have both been in man-to-man. Lauby on the fake. No look, bounce underneath to Whalen. Missed the layup, got his own rebound, and pulls it back outside to Frank. Step back corner three, that's short, and the rebound to Waverly Shell Rock.
Got 2 looks at it. They got the one they wanted right away inside. Whalen just didn't get the kind bounce off it.
Big crowd on hand. Nice crossover dribble. Hansen jump stop in the lane and got tripped. Second time that has happened. That's the first foul of the half on the Indians.
I'm going to get Will Henriksen on that one.
His second. He's got 2. Connor Whalen has 2. Ben Heyer with 2 fouls for Waverly Shell Rock. Inbound go Hawks to get it to Burks. Little hook with the left hand, good on the near side block.
Oh, that's good basketball, smart basketball. You isolate your big fella on one side of the block where he can't give any help, and then you just let him go to work.
20-18, WSR with a 2-point lead. Nice bounce pass in the two-man game down low, and Whalen beat Burks to the block and got the easy 2.
That's where he wanted to go, and then Marion, first 2 possessions, they went inside to Whalen.
That's what Whalen did early in the game. Tied at 20. Heyer isolated in the corner. Comes left. Little pick and roll. Couldn't get it down to Burks. Here's Cruz up top. Doubled. Finds the open man. Drive baseline. Now inside. Cross court pass. Farmer on the step back. Now to Hansen. On the drive. Left hand floater. Good. Nice scoop layup by Hogan Hansen.
Yeah, really nifty move. He's going right into the traffic, but he comes back. A little slide step, so to speak. Finishes with his left.
22-20. The sophomore leading scorer with the first 2. Head and shoulder fake. Nice spin move. Crossover dribble by Henriksen. And then the ball tipped away by Heyer. Loose goes into the backcourt, and Marion gets it back.
Brace and Lauby run that run down.
Here's Lauby off the clear out. He drives in and got traveled with it on the scoop. He got his legs tangled up.
He goes down. They're trying to do stuff off the dribble right there. Don't get caught up in that. Make sure you move the basketball offensively.
22-20, the lead. It's Pete Messerly up talking with the officials. Hansen into the high post to Heyer. Holds the left free throw line extended. They play catch with it now against the Marion man-to-man. Nice pick and roll, and Burks with another 2.
Again, getting the ball inside to the guy that is having a lot of success in Burks.
30-second timeout taken by Marion with 5:42 to play here in the third. And the more and more you keep a team around in tournament time when you're the favorite is scary.
It is, because that other team starts playing with all the confidence in the world, like nothing to lose. They're feeling good about themselves. The pressure just slowly builds on you. You're that home team. You're that favorite team. And you don't, the thing is, you don't want to go too fast. You're not going to get it all back in one possession. Stay within your game plan. Trust in it. And plenty of game left here to play.
Waverly Shell Rock has come out with a lot of ball screens in the high post for Burks. And this rolling off of them.
Yeah, he's an impressive player, Scott. I mean, he's done some nice things. The thing I like about him, too, is that he passes the ball pretty well. know, for 6'7", and he passes the ball. He gives it up to his teammates. He sees the floor well.
Marion won the regular season meeting 59-46 in the non-conference. Whalen back to Henriksen. Three-pointer good, and Marion needed that right of the key.
Well, let's see if they can get him going. That's his sixth point of the ball game. Sometimes he can score in bunches.
24-23. Hanson to Farmer. They play catch with him on the right side. Now Farmer will take the deep three. No good, and all white shirts underneath for Marion. As the Indians will shoot for the lead. Frank up top, Henriksen on the turn, working on higher. Leaves it for Murphy now. Here's Murphy, turns the corner, drives in all the way. Reverse layup, left it short, and a rebound to Burks. Here comes Waverly Shellrock on the run. Up ahead to Farmer, stutter dribble. Pull up jumper in the baseline, no, and we've got a push.
Who'd they get it on?
I think they got Burks. No, they did not. They got Cruz. Jacob Cruz is second, first of the half on Waverly Shellrock. 24-23, Gohawks with the lead. 4:45 to play here in the third quarter. And Marion throws it away. It goes off of Lauby's hand.
Well, and, you know, even though down here Waverly didn't score, they turned it over on a, well, they fouled, but it stopped the clock. And it was Marion had to walk the ball up against a set defense. That's an advantage to Waverly in that situation.
Hanson drives, gets it out front. Hyer penetrates, now to Farmer. Right wing for three, and he hits.
Again, he kind of fades as the dribble penetration comes in. He drags, spaces the defense out. Catch and shoot in rhythm. Nice looking shot.
27-23, Waverly Shellrock. Two-man game. Henriksen, jab step, coming left. Stop and go, steps back, jumper up, no good. And the rebound to Waverly Shellrock. Tell you, they're letting him play. Here comes Hogan Hanson into the front court. Lobs it inside. Nice catch by Burks, and the reverse layup good.
Bring up high on the backside, so there's nobody on the backside that can help. And if you front and make a nice pass like that, you can't stop it.
29-23. Frank driving left of the lane. Cut off, up top to Whalen. He'll take it inside. Stop, shoots, no, and Burks another rebound. And then Murphy almost took it away. Slapped it out of bounds. It'll stay Gohawk ball.
Marion going to go back into the half court. We'll see if they extend their defense here now. See if they can pick this tempo up a little bit. Can Joffrey Murphy get up and play?
Unson will come into the game for Marion. Lucas Unson off the Marion bench, 6 foot and a junior. They get it down low to Burks. Oh, missed the easy one. Got it back. Followaway won't go. And the rebound to Marion. Not sure if he was thinking about trying to dunk it or not.
I think he was, and he lost it maybe as he went up with it.
Hanson goes crossover, drives in, cut off by Burks, shovels it to Whalen on the weak side for the easy layup.
Hanson gets everybody down there, and they get turn their back to their defender, and he finds him cutting to the basket.
Hanson has been much more active, the leading scorer. They'll clear it out for him. Goes one-on-one, drive and a kick to the corner. Cruz, three-pointer, and he hits.
That's an example of where I talk about Burks being a good passer, getting the ball out of the post and finding a shooter.
Timeout, Waverly or Marion. No, Waverly Shellrock's going to take the timeout. 2:55 to play third quarter. Gohawks 32, Marion 25. Back in a minute here on KGYM.
Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy. Usually we just brush it off or blame ourselves, saying things like, I lost my mojo. Or avoid it altogether with excuses like, I had a long day at work. Or, sorry honey, I'm just not feeling it. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about it. With a real doctor who can prescribe real medication. It's simple, safe, and totally discreet. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. The doctor will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/Freddy and complete an online visit. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Just go to GetRoman.com/Freddy to get a free online visit and free two-day shipping. GetRoman.com/FREDDIE.
8-2 Waverly Shell Rock run, and the Gohawks lead it by one at 32-25 with just under three to play here in the third quarter. Marion basketball off the timeout as Gage Frank comes left. Stop and go dribble, takes in the lane, now to Lauby out front. Goes behind the back with it, shovels it to Murphy, now to Frank. He's cut off by Heyer. Good defense by Waverly Shell Rock. Unson a bounce down low to Whalen. Kicks it cross court. Frank penetrates all the way in. Runner no good. And the rebound out of there to Hansen.
Good look right at the front of the rim. Just a little hard off the back.
Driving in. Farmer cut off. Gets it back to Hansen. Goes one-on-one all the way in. Forces up the shot. No good. Rebound Murphy. Marion on the run. Here comes Joffer. And he'll get it out. Now to Whalen. Unson left open on the baseline. Almost walked with it. Got it to Lauby for three, and he hits a big one left of the circle.
Got it on the outside. I thought maybe Hansen passed up a good look on the baseline, but it worked out well for Marion to get the three.
32-28, Waverly on top. Farmer, two-man game, looking inside. They get it to Burks. He got doubled. Finds higher inside. Back to Burks. 17-footer. Almost banked it. No good. Rebound, Whalen. Took it away.
And as they go down back on defense, Waverly Shell Rocks hearing from their coach, run our offense.
Now we got an offensive foul on Lauby away from the ball, trying to get free. First on Brayson.
Push off in the corner out there, right in front of the official.
Wagner and Henriksen back in for Marion. Indians have played nine. Waverly Shell Rock has played eight. We're going to get Gage Frank a rest. 32-28, WSR on top. Minute 27 to play in the third. Higher, guarded by Unson. They work the weave up top. Drive, kick to the corner. Three-pointer on the way, good again. Cruz has been big in the third.
He was. He found the open shooter. He likes that corner. He hit him from there earlier.
8 of 23 was it coming in. And, again, they gave the scoreboard the wrong.
I don't think that score is correct.
Yep, now yeah. It is. 35-28, under minutes to play. Inside, Wagner had his shot rejected. Here comes Heyer. Doesn't have the numbers. He'll hold it up to the trailer. Hansen fakes, traveled with it.
Shot fake. They must have said he took an extra hop in there. I didn't see it, but that was screened off a little bit there.
He did. Frank and Whalen back in for Marion. Unson will come out. Wagner will come out with 50 seconds to play here in the third quarter.
Waverly, so far in this ballgame, has been all man-to-man in the half court.
7-point Gohawk lead. Lauby, a bounce down low to Whalen. And we've got a foul as Heyer was holding Henriksen. Third on Ben Heyer.
He's going to come out of the ballgame, I think, right now.
Ramker will come in. Brady Ramker. And it'll be Henriksen to inbound for the Indians. Looking, gets it into Frank. Off the inbound. Three, good! It'll count and a foul as he banked it as he got fouled by Hansen. Who didn't say anything.
Now, it looked like he hit him on the elbow a little bit. He knocked him as that ball went through. Maybe that's why the bank happened. But he got it to go. He gets the chance for the four-point play here.
Boy, and to pull Marion within a possession here with 38.3 to go in the third. Frank to shoot Marion's first free throw of the night. It's good. 71%er.
Here comes the press.
35-32, and the Indians come up with a near steal. They did get the steal and then a push. And now we've got bodies hitting the deck at center court. So we got a foul.
They call the foul on Waverly or Marion? I'm trying to figure it out here.
Waverly. Hansen's third. And that's the fourth. And
fourth team foul on Waverly.
Marion slapped on the pressure and got the steal.
After the made free throw, that zone press, first time we'd seen it tonight.
35-32, and now Marion, after the four-point play, can possibly tie this as we go to the fourth. Frank in the center circle. Goes between the legs with it. Yo-yos the dribble back out. 20 seconds to play. They'll double him up top. Gets it right back from Whalen. Big possession, and then Marion's going to get the ball to start the fourth. Frank behind the screen. Step back three. Oh, in and out. And the rebound and a jump. Going to stay with Marion, as we just mentioned.
That quick whistle there on that jump. But anyway, out of bounds underneath for Marion. 6.3 left. Got plenty of time to get it. Look here. You can run whatever you want on your out of bounds.
Inbound looking. Henriksen will lob it out deep. Catch made. Now they try to go inside. Ball tipped away and stolen by Burks. And they will not get the shot off before the end of the third quarter of play. Well, we've got a good one as we head to the fourth in this 3A district final. Waverly, Shell Rock 35, Marion 32. We'll come back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
Friday night, Class 4A Boys Tournament hits the sub-state semifinals here on KGYM. 6:45 is the pregame time. On 1600 AM, 107.5 and 102.3, it's Prairie meeting Davenport North. And on 106.3, it'll be Iowa City West welcoming Ottumwa. That's Boys 4A Substate Semifinals presented by Hills Bank. Prairie and Davenport North on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 102.3. And Iowa City West Ottumwa on 106.3 FM, Friday at 6:45 on KGYM. Back with you here for the fourth quarter. As Waverly Shell Rock looking for the upset, they lead it over the Marion Indians 35-32, and WSR is going to get the ball first to start the fourth. This big crowd is into it on both sides. Ball tipped away, and they got a foul on the overplay on Henriksen. That's five team, no, check that, three team fouls on Marion.
Third team foul, I think, on Henriksen.
Yep. He's got three for Waverly Shell Rock, Hogan Hansen, and Ben Heyer with three. Ramker in there, Hansen, Burks, Farmer, and Hutz. And the pass inside, stolen by the Indians.
Frank in there deflecting it, and then Whaler trailing, tracing it down.
Frank, stop and go move, driving a kick to Murphy. Corner three, and he hits. Big three for Joffer.
Dribble penetration, draws the help in, kick to the corner, knocks it down.
35-35. Ramker has it outside the arc. He'll penetrate. Driving a kick to Farmer. Bounce down low. They double up on Burks. They work that triangle right. Back it comes to Burks. Open baseline jumper too strong, and the rebound to Whalen. And Marion can take the lead here. All started with that four-point play. Henriksen fakes, drops it off for Whalen. Back to Gage Frank. He'll penetrate. Follow a 15-footer good from the free throw line for Gage Frank.
A couple bounces to the free throw line, and he knocks, pulls up, rises up, knocks it down.
37-35, Marion on a run. Ramker penetrates, cut off, goes back door, and the dunk is good, and a foul on Marion.
Joffer Murphy coming in there, getting a piece of the arm. It's one of those that just let go.
You're not going to stop a dunk.
No, he was there.
And we're tied at 37, and that stopped a 7-0 Marion run.
In big way for Burks. Gets that dunk wide open on the baseline. Gets a chance for the three-point play here.
Free throw up and right through. Burks has had a whale of a game with 17.
And a monster night for Burks.
38-37, WSR out in front. 6.5 to play. Two-man game, bounce inside, and Burks knocks it out of bounds, diving into the Marion bench. He's okay.
Gets up, help, a little help from his teammates. Back in there, ready to go.
Henriksen, Lauby, Whalen, Frank, and Joffer Murphy for the Indians. Murphy to the corner. Henriksen, a jab step, a three, and good. Got it over higher. Tough shot.
Very difficult shot. Well defended. Just knocked it down.
40-38, Marion by two. Hanson off the clear out. Turns down the shot to Farmer on the right wing. We're 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. Higher penetrates. Kicks it far side. Farmer circles, goes back door. Hutz almost lost it and did it out of bounds.
Yeah, he's cutting baseline. Thought he was going to pop out. A little miscommunication there.
Cruz is going to go back in from Waverly Shellrock. And coming out will be Hutz. 40-38, Marion with the lead. Off that three-pointer by Henriksen. Murphy coming off the high ball screen. Lost the dribble for a moment. Now picks it up. Looking for some help. At the end of three, it's CPU on top of Decorah. Right now up at center point. That by a score of 47-40 as Whalen scores inside.
He got him into his body that time, Whalen did, and then he used his quickness to spin on him.
And Murphy comes up with another steal. Fifth steal for Joffer Murphy in this basketball game.
Up on the basketball, playing it aggressive.
Marion by four with the basketball with 5:15 to play. Hanson into the ball game. Comes off the ball screen to Murphy. As they work it outside the arc. Hand back to Frank. Couple jab steps, a fake. Starts to drive. Leaves it for Will Henriksen. Henriksen penetrates all the way in. Reverses it high off the glass. No good. And the rebound out of there to the Gohawks. Hanson on the run. Going coast to coast. Cut off by Hanson. Back to Cruz now. So we're under five to play here in the ball game. Farmer cut off by Hanson. Good defense. Now Farmer takes him in the lane. Jump stop. Offensive foul. As Will Henriksen took the charge.
Sliding in there from the weak side, getting over there, standing his ground as he comes in, lowers the shoulder, creates the contact.
16 turnovers to 8. 16 on the Gohawks. 42-38, Marion up by 4. 4:28 to play in the ballgame. Henriksen coming off the screen up top. They clear it out for him, turns down the shot. Murphy. He'll bounce it inside to Whalen. Goes back door, finds Henriksen, lost it, got it back. Follow away jumper, partially blocked, and Burks the rebound for Waverly Shellrock. Here comes WSR. Cruz covered up, gets it back down to Higher. As we come up on halfway here in the fourth.
Getting the call from the bench, what they want done. Marrying up defensively.
Oh, and a lazy pass stolen away, and a foul called on the Gohawks.
That's one of those passes you want to get back. You can't throw that there. He wasn't expecting it in the high post.
And the fourth on Higher. Grayson Lauby back in for the Indians.
He's going to let Higher stay in there.
42-38. Marion out in front. Crossover dribble. Hanson on the drive. Nice bounce down low. Post up. Kick outside. Frank. Fakes, steps in, 17-footer, no, and we've got a foul on the rebound. And they got it on Burks, pushing off.
Tough break for Waverly. They got him to miss, and then they were going to try and get the rebound there. They had him screened out.
And a 1-1. Connor Whalen to the line, only a 52% foul shooter, though. 42-38 with 3:42 to play. 1-1 for Whalen. As it's up, in and out, no good, and Cruz the rebound. Clear Creek Amana leading 47-44 going into the fourth quarter of their game down at Tiffin. There's a double and a reach foul. I think they're going to get Gage Frank.
Came across his arm that time. He reached as he came across. He came down on the arm, created the contact.
Fifth team foul on the Indians. As Waverly Shellrock will get it in. Two possession game, 42-38. And Waverly Shellrock going to get a timeout. Will it be a full timeout? Nope, 30. We'll keep it here. Leaves WSR with two. I think Nate Stege knows the importance of this possession right here.
Because they got away with one last time. They were down here. It was 42-38. He was calling what he wanted. And just kind of an uncharacteristic lazy pass, as you said, to that high post. It led to a turnover. Luckily for them, Marion couldn't capitalize on that. Marion had a golden opportunity there, but couldn't extend that lead. So he wants to make sure he's going to get a good look here.
Marion not accustomed to holding the basketball at the end of games either.
No. And it's a strange combination of what they have out there, too. I mean, they do got some very good free throw shooters. Henriksen and Frank shoot it at a pretty good clip. But then Murphy and Whalen, who play a lot of minutes, Grayson Lobby shoots it well, too. But Murphy and Whalen struggle a little bit there from the free throw line.
Inbound for Waverly Shellrock. He'll hand it back to Hogan Hansen in the backcourt. He'll bring it up. They got Murphy on him. 1-4 look and a travel on Hansen. Another unforced error in the 18th Gohawk turnover.
He picked up that pivot foot before he made that pass. And I didn't know if he was just going to let it slide, but I thought it was a good call.
Here's Whalen. Got it into Frank. And the Indians will walk it up. And they'll go a little spread here. Not going to hold it. Frank and a steal by Hansen. Took it away from Unson. Drives in one-on-one. Layup left short. Rebound Whalen, who did a good job getting back.
Got a steal. Couldn't capitalize. Waverly couldn't on it that time. It's one of those grinder games right now. Both these teams here. Who's going to make the less mistakes, take care of the basketball at the end and make free throws might be the one that decides it.
Marin into the front court. Ball tipped away from Murphy. And Murphy fouled from behind. And that is four on Hansen. And the one-and-one for Joffrey Murphy.
Maybe what they're talking about, how they wanted him to...
Only a 56% foul shooter, though. As Hansen gets his fourth, Murphy has had a great defensive game. 42-38, one and the bonus for Murphy. Puts it up and right through. Nothing but net for the senior.
Knocks it down. The way the students are configured tonight, he's looking right into the Waverly Shellrock students on the end.
Second free throw, up, got them both.
Sure didn't look like a 52% free throw shooter there. It looked pretty good.
Nine for Joffrey Murphy, the All-State soccer player. A pretty good kicker, 44-38. Here's a double and a tie-up, and it's going to go to Marion. Higher held out front, just got tied up.
And one of the things that Waverly's struggling with right now is the double-ups on the basketball. When they turn their back, the trap's coming, and they're trapping. They're not able to pass out of it.
Marion will face Waverly Shellrock full court pressure now. First time we've seen it all night. Frank, Whalen, Lauby, Henriksen, and Joffrey Murphy in there for the Indians. 2:28 to play here in this district final. Listening to 1600 AM, 102.3, 107.5 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids. Indians with the basketball between the circles, Whalen. Marion just going to work that perimeter.
Delay game out there.
Here's Henriksen. Stutter dribble out front to Lauby.
I think if Whalen ever touches the ball, they want to foul him, but Whalen can get rid of it pretty quick.
Murphy off the clear out. On the drive, no look bounce to Whalen. Turned down the shot. They wanted to foul Whalen, and they foul Henriksen instead. And he's a very good foul shooter at 77%.
Not who they want to put on the free throw line, as you said there.
And the senior higher has committed his fifth.
Unson coming in the ballgame for Lavia, doing a little offense for defensive substitution here at the end, I think Marion is.
Higher goes out with two on the evening, 2 points on the evening. 1-1 for Will Henriksen. It's on the way, up and right through. High school basketball presented by Hills Bank again tonight. Connection is here. 45-38. It's a three-possession game now for Marion. And the second one out so good.
Marion staying in that full court man-to-man.
And timeout. Couldn't get the ball in, and Hutz had to take a timeout. leads Waverly Shell Rock with one. We'll take our final break of the night. Minute 53 to play here in the ball game. It's Marion 46, Waverly Shell Rock 38. Back in a minute here on KGYM.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Back with you with a minute 53 to play. Scott Udash and Phil Dunn here on KGYM. As Marion found themselves behind by 7 at 32-25. And since then, the Indians have been on a major run. A 21-6 run by Marion. Waverly Shell Rock with the basketball. Cruz circling left. Up top, Hogan lost it. Loose. Murphy comes up with a steal. 20 turnovers on Waverly Shell Rock.
And again, Waverly's going to have to force to extend their defense and probably foul.
Hendrickson playing keep away and finally foul with a minute 31 by Hutz. Hey! Only his first, and that's the ninth. One more, 1-1 for Marion.
Hendrickson. Good free throw shooter.
That was 10. Double bonus, made it anyway. More basketball tomorrow night. We'll be at Prairie for a sub-state semifinal. Prairie and Davenport North tomorrow night at 6:45. As Hendrickson splashes down two. 48-38, biggest Marion lead of the ball game. Coming off the screen, Hansen floater with the right hand, no, but he got fouled from behind.
That's what you don't want if you're Marion. You don't want to stop that clock. Give them a chance to shoot a couple free throws here and score with no time running off.
Third on Joffrey Murphy. As it will be a couple free throws coming up for the leading scorer, Hansen, who's a 68% foul shooter, and the first one's good. Only 3 points for the 6'3 sophomore tonight, Phil. Joffrey Murphy has been amazing defensively.
He's got up into him up there, got all kinds of steals. And Marion, midway through the third period, when they decided that they wanted to put that press on, not full court necessarily, but that half court and double team the basketball, Waverly has not been able to get in their offense and find a rhythm.
Marion will inbound against Waverly pressure. They get it into Frank with a minute 20 to play. Ramker all over him. Brings it up with the power dribble. Oh, and they got the foul on Ramker before the push-off.
They said as he came down maybe that maybe the contact happened first and then the push-off maybe, I think, what they were trying to call there.
Frank with two. There was definitely the foul before the other foul.
Yeah. Frank, a good free throw shooter as well here.
And the free throw up and good for Gage Frank. Marion has been perfect tonight for the free throw stripe. 71%.
And they didn't get to the free throw line until late in this one either.
No, didn't shoot a free throw through the first 23 minutes of this basketball game. Second one on the way. That one also good by Gage Frank. He's got double figures, 10. 50-40. Waverly Shell Rock in a hurry. Outside Farmers, three won't go. Burks fighting for the rebound, got it. Got it to Cruz, he'll turn, fire for three, that's short. Got his own rebound again. Out front, Here's Hansen, leaner for three, no. And the rebound to Marion. Unson got it ahead to Murphy. Murphy beating everybody back and lays it up and in. It'll count the foul as Burks commits the foul, and that might do it.
He got the run out that time and tracing it down. Burks trying to stop it. Couldn't get there.
And Murphy to try to make it a 13-point Marion lead. And it's up and good. Big night for Joffre Murphy. Little backwards defense, 52 seconds to play. Hansen to Burks, and he was fouled by Unson.
Burks go to the free throw line here, have to shoot two. Looks like he was going to try and dunk that one, too. He's gathering himself, too.
Hey, this Waverly Shell Rock outfit going to be a pretty formidable group next year.
A lot of youth out there playing.
And free throw missed by Burks. As Jermaine Sagbo, senior at 5'10", will come in. As Hansen will come out. And Coach Stege might be putting up the white flag.
Burks up there, not able to get that free throw to go either. But good game by him. Only a junior.
Rebound by Whalen. Handed it off to Will Henriksen. As some seniors getting ready to come in now for Waverly Shellrock. Lowby with 34 seconds. Trapped in far corner, and now we got a foul as Murphy split defenders. And it's going to go against Cruz. Murphy will go to the free throw line.
Found himself there a lot here in the late going here.
As Marion with 30.1 to go as Murphy curls in the free throw. It's all about survive in advance, Phil. Marion was down 7. Things were looking bleak, and they got a 4-point play, and it turned the whole night around.
That did, and Frank shot the 3. It wound up banking in, and he got hit on the arm, and then he made that free throw.
Murphy got them both. 14 for Joffre Murphy. 28 seconds to play. And a reverse layup is up and good by Keaton Farmer. He's got 7. Here's Marion and Frank fouled by Burks. He's his fourth with 17.9. Yeah, so it'll be Marion going back to another sub-state final. Of course, they pulled the stunner over Makoka to last year. As a free throw is good.
They beat Makoka, and then they got down to Des Moines and almost beat Oskaloosa.
Looks like it might be an all-WOMAC affair in the sub-state as CPU is up on Decorah right now. One more, Frank. Up, missed it. First miss of the night for Marion. Rebounded, and Waverly Shellrock's got some seniors in there. And they're going to get a block and hand it in, and I'm not sure why Will even tried to do that.
I'm not either. Just get out of that way and let them go and finish up this game.
Zagbo will go to the free throw line for Waverly Shellrock with 12.4 to go. As the senior will try to get a point, 1-1, up and dances and falls. Good for him. 56-43. Second one, no good. Rebounded by Unson with 10 seconds to play. And Marion going to go to the sub-state final as the Indians with a big fourth quarter win it over Waverly Shellrock by a score of 56-43. We'll take a 2-minute break and come back with the postgame show. After this, you're listening to Boys High School Basketball presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
Friends, let's talk about Daniel. A year ago, he resolved to stop putting off what he wanted to do, get into information technology. Daniel enrolled in My Computer Career and is now already a few months into his IT career. Make 2020 your year. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet on campus or live online just 2 times a week. It ain't rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
Here's a life hack you won't find in any podcast. The fuel you put in your engine matters. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered with 4 levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So, be sure to subscribe to Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we'll give you this barbershop quartet who'll sing the name of the perfect hire.
Vince Lundy.
Vince Lundy.
Vince Lundy.
Vince Lundy.
Okay, there's no quartet. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
I have to go to the gym and untangle my headphones while warming up on the treadmill. And I'll finally untangle them 4 miles later, at which point I'm going to be real tired! Oh, yeah!
Motorcycles make everything exciting. And when GEICO makes it easy to switch and save on motorcycle insurance, it's even more exciting.
And once I put my headphones in, I realize my phone's dead! Then I get to run in silence!
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Welcome back here to Marion on the postgame show as the Indians defeat Waverly Shellrock in this 3A district final tonight by a score of 56-43 as the Indians pulled away from the free throw line at the end, a 24-8 fourth quarter. And Waverly Shellrock led this 32-25. And then Marion went on a 21-6 run to kind of put this one away here tonight, Phil. It was a challenge, but that four-point play changed this entire basketball game.
It did. It really switched that momentum, and Waverly had things going the way they wanted to. It was the tempo was there. They were feeling confident about themselves running their offense, and it's interesting how one play throughout the course of a ball game can really impact it and change things up and get the direction going the other way for the Marion Indians. And then I think after that, Marion extended their defense as well, and they really caused Waverly problems full court and in the half court. They were doubling up on the basketball, and they created some turnovers there, which led to some runouts. Joffre Murphy was just phenomenal in that regard.
He was, and Waverly Shellrock was getting it down low, especially early in the first half, early in the second half as well. And when that happened, things were going well for the Gohawks, and then Connor Whalen came in, did a really nice job. Lucas Unson came in, and he also did a nice job.
Yeah, and Connor Whalen, as you mentioned, doing a good job. He had 11 rebounds. He just won behind Caleb Burks, the 6'7 junior for Waverly. I thought he just had a terrific ball game as well for them. So got good performances from a lot of different people, both teams out there stepping up when it mattered. And Cage Frank, I thought he was solid for him out there, you know. I don't know how much he's going to show in the scorebook, but he got some tie-ups on jump balls. He seemed like he was in the right spot. Well, he was the one that had the four-point play when he banked that three in there too. So a lot of good individual performances for Marion.
Final scoring of this one for the victorious Marion Indians. They go to the sub-state final next Monday night at the U.S. Cellular Center at 19-4. For Marion, 4 of the 5. All 5 starters scored, 4 of the 5 starters in double figures. Balanced scoring led by Joffre Murphy with 14 points. And he was a defensive dynamo tonight in this one. 13 points for Will Henriksen. Also, 12 points for Connor Whalen. Gage Frank chipped in with 11, including that 4-point play. And Brayson Lauby had 2 3-pointers for a total of 6 points tonight. For Waverly Shellrock, they end the year at 12-10, led by their 6'7 junior center, Caleb Burks, with 17 points. He was outstanding in the basketball game tonight. 7 points for Keaton Farmer, 6 points for Jacob Cruz. He had 2 threes in the third quarter to help Wherterley Shell Rock get the lead momentarily. 4 points apiece for Hogan Hansen. He was held way below his average of 16. Four for Cole Hutz. And then two apiece for Ben Heyer and Brady Ramker. And Jermaine Sagbo had a free throw for one. Turnovers, though, 20 on Waverly Shellrock to only 9 in the ballgame for Marion. Marion did a really nice job. Joffre Murphy had at least 5 steals in the game.
Yeah, and turning up the pressure there, and that really, that was one of the things we talked about in the pregame, was tempo and guard play, we said. And guard play paid off big as this game went on for Marion.
The Indians tonight, we mentioned, with 9 turnovers. Marion was 13 of 15 from the free throw line. Most of that in the fourth quarter, where Marion went 12 of 14 down the stretch. Waverly Shellrock, 6 out of 9 from the free throw line in the ball game. And bench scoring was 7 to nothing in this one in favor of Waverly Shellrock. Marion with 7 three-pointers in the ball game to 3 for the Gohawks. And Waverly had 3 more two-point goals than Marion did here tonight. And, how about rebounding?
Well, rebounding, we have Waverly winning this 31-22, so plus 9 in that department for Waverly. We'll start with Marion here, the victorious team for the individuals. Connor Whalen, I mentioned a little bit ago, he was 11. One rebound shy for game-high honors. He was high for Marion with 11, 8 of those coming in the second half of play. 3 for Joffre Murphy, Gage Frank with 3 as well. 2 rebounds for Grayson Lauby, and then Lucas Unson and Will Hendrickson each chipping in with 1 rebound. 1 dead ball rebound for the Indians. Only 5 offensive, 17 defense, a total of 22 for Marion. For the Waverly Gohawks, Caleb Burks with 12, just part of an outstanding all-around ball game that he had out there. 5 rebounds for Keaton Farmer. 3 for Cole Hutz, 2 apiece for Hogan Hansen, 2 for Jacob Cruz, as well as Ben Heyer. 1 rebound for Elijah Davis, 4 dead ball rebounds for the Indians, 8 offensive, 23 defensive, total of 31 for Marion, or excuse me, Waverly.
Yeah, Burks, when things were going well, for Waverly Shellrock, he was getting things done on the interior, and they were kicking it outside and getting some open threes. And when Marion clamped down on that, the Indians got things going as Marion wins it here tonight, 56-43. Also, Clear Creek Amana, 76-66, a winner over Keokuk tonight. Center pointer Banna had a lead late, 64-50, with under 2 minutes to play. So it looks like it's going to be CPU and Marion. What's new, right? in a basketball game. This time the boys' game. So it'll be center pointer Banna against Marion, and that will be at the U.S. Cellular Center. That is next Monday night. Mount Vernon beats Wallert on a buzzer beater, 66-65. Mustangs with a putback after a missed free throw at the buzzer for the win.
Wow, okay, that was a little bit closer than I thought it would be over there in Mount Vernon, but they...
Well, Wallert's full strength now.
And
so
they're able to, like you said earlier, all it takes is one more point. You just want to get that win and mark it up and move on to the next ball game there so you get a chance to keep practicing tomorrow and go out and play again.
We're going to have a word with Pete Messerly coming up here, I think, if we can find Pete here. I see everybody out of the locker room except for Pete Messerly.
There he is.
There he comes. He'll make it out here, and we'll get a word with the Marion coach as the Indians go to 19-4 on the season as they get the win here in this 3A district final here tonight. Got to put everything down and get ready to go, and survive in advance, right?
That's for sure. Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
It's the beauty of it when you can say that, and you're the one advancing for sure. Feels good.
Well, I'll tell you what, you got everything you wanted inside from Waverly Shellrock, and then they started hitting some threes. You were down 7.
Yeah.
And maybe the biggest play of the night was the 4-point play that Gage Frank got.
I know. It was very timely. timely on his part. We drew it up from the sideline to get that four-point play. No, just kidding on that. Gage made a heck of a play and created the got the free throw to go. But Waverly puts you in binds offensively. They got some dynamic players, 6'7", Cade Burks. Got some good guards on the outside. So they were executing their stuff, making it hard to guard. But we got in our flow offensively at the right time. And like you said, survive in advance.
What it's all about. I tell you, some guys did a really good job. Mentioned Gage with his four-point play. I thought Joffrey Murphy was just amazing tonight. Hit free throws. He missed his first couple threes, we'll say a little badly. Got a three to go, but he had at least six steals and held Hogan Hansen to 4 points tonight.
No, okay, I didn't even see the end result on the board of total points. Yeah, he guarded a really good player, and Joffrey's a tremendous athlete, tremendous defender basketball-wise. He's huge for our team. Turns a lot of defense into offense for us. And, yeah, I was surprised the 4 points. He kept Hansen 12 under his average tonight, which obviously a game-changer for us. So really proud of Joffer.
Well, Connor Whalen, I was going to say, too, I thought I picked up two fouls early for you, but he came back with 11 rebounds. Did a nice job on the boards. I know he's battling most of the night against Burks, as you mentioned, is a pretty nice player for Waverly. Thought he gave you good effort in the interior.
Yeah, and we know Connor's going to do that. He's competed hard on the biggest stages in multiple sports. He's going to give you his best effort every night, whether things are flowing well for him or not. He did get off to a slow start, but he's a guy that's going to be there at the end for us, and you know that's what we love about him too. He's a tough kid, hard-nosed competitor, and he just wants to win more than anything.
Go ahead.
I was going to say the other thing I thought that really kind of got things going for you is seemed like you doubled up on the ball a little bit more here in the end of the third, going into the fourth quarter. Gage Frank was involved in a lot of those and got some tie-ups. If you didn't get turnover, you got some turnovers too, but you got some jump balls and tie-ups, and you frustrated Waverly from getting into anything they wanted to run.
Yeah, our goal was to take them out of some rhythm. Okay, they have a continuity offense, and if we can speed them up, pressure them, take them out of what they want to do as well as they do it, that's going to be a victory for us regardless of what happens on the play. So, again, the guys executed what we wanted to do at the right time, and we made plays off of it.
Did a really good job. I thought Lucas Unson came in and spelled Connor a little bit too, because he was giving up some height to Burks in the inside.
Yeah, Lucas, he's done great all season for us. Above and beyond from day one. I know this is my first year coaching him, so I didn't really know what to expect from him. But I'm really proud of him. Really happy for him too. And he's a huge part of our team. Plays his role perfectly.
Did a nice job. The bench didn't score, but they did give you some minutes tonight. So they did their job.
Exactly. And like you said, survive in advance, and we get to play another game, and we'll keep swinging and coming back Monday. And again, guys will stick in their role, and hope we can keep up the good work.
And it will be Center Point Urbana. Okay. They did win over Decorah, so a familiar foe for you.
Yeah, Walmack foe. We haven't played them since early December, but very good team, and we're honored to be able to compete against them on Monday night, and we'll get ready for it as best we can and put on a good a show as we can.
Should be a big crowd.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
It was good atmosphere tonight.
It was, yeah. I mean, loud. My voice doesn't carry either, so I mean, if there's 10 people in the gym, nobody can hear me, let alone the loud gym we had. So it was fun.
It was. Well, congratulations, Pete. We'll see you Monday night.
I appreciate it, and as always, thanks for coming out and supporting high school athletics.
You bet.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. Pete Messerly, the head coach of the Marion Indians, as they get the victory tonight in this one, a 3A district final, 56-43. It'll be Marion and CPU coming up on Monday night at the U.S. Cellular Center. A couple other scores to throw your way. It was, if I get to my scoreboard here, my trusty scoreboard.
Well, I have a Xavier final.
Yeah, Central DeWitt beat Xavier 69-52, so it's big night for the WOMAC tonight. Mount Vernon beat Wallert at the buzzer 66-65. Also, it was CPU 70-58 over Decorah. We know that one in Class 3A as well. So the games on Monday night, as we will probably have a doubleheader for you. on 107.5 FM starting at 6:30. Not sure which one's the early game or the late game, but I know it's going to be Marion and CPU and Mount Vernon against Central DeWitt. 6:30 for Marion CPU. Okay, very good. And the 8 o'clock game will be Mount Vernon and DeWitt going at it. So
four WOMAC teams.
It's a WOMAC affair on Monday night.
It should be a good crowd, hopefully. Everybody will get down there and support your favorite team. And those are always fun games, Scott. We've been there many times. And, you know, it's that game that gets you to state, puts you over the top, a lot of pressure on it.
Also the toughest game, I think.
I think it is, too. You just got to get through it, and especially early, get through those jitters.
Indeed. And Marion goes to 19-4 with the win, 56-43 here tonight at the Marion Gym as a defeat. Waverly Shell Rock. And tomorrow night, back at it. Class 4A sub-state semifinal will be out at College Community, Cedar Rapids Prairie. It'll be the Hawks taking on Davenport North, the Wildcats, and that is a rematch of the first game of the season, as a matter of fact. It was either late November or early December when they got together, and that should be an interesting game tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one, too, to see the Prairie Hawks get going. And it's interesting because I don't know how often you see, wasn't it Prairie Girls that beat Davenport North to go to keep playing and go to the Des Moines? So not too often you see those two match up like that. So it'll be a fun one. It'll be an MVC versus a MAC contest there.
Yep, that'll be on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 102.3 FM. And then on 106.3 FM tomorrow night, it'll be Iowa City West and the Trojans taking on the Ottumwa Bulldogs. That will be at 6:45, both those games here on KGYM. All right, we will see you out at Prairie tomorrow night.
Looking forward to it, Scott.
All right, that's going to wrap things up here tonight from the Marion Gym. Big thanks to Zach Schmitz back in the studio. Thanks as well to all the sports-minded boosters. Big thanks to everybody for tuning in. And thanks to Mike Manderscheid, the athletic director here at Marion, for all his hospitality as well. For Phil Dunn, Scott Unash saying so long from Marion. Final score of this Class 3A District Final. Number 5 rated Marion, 56. Waverly Shell Rock, 43. You've been listening to a sports presentation on KGYM. So long from Marion High School.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing